WTAW News Time is 6:07 at 77 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. There were 7 armed robberies in the Twin Cities last month, 4 of them at convenience stores. Yesterday afternoon, Bryan police were called to the Handy Stop on Texas north of Highway 21. 3 men took an undisclosed amount of money. The clerk was not hurt and no customers were in the store. Descriptions of those responsible are on our website at WTAW.com. July was not a good month for some homeowners south of College Station. Brazos County Sheriff Chris Kirk says there were 6 burglaries believed to have been committed by the same suspects. As a part of looking for those responsible, you should report strangers who are in your neighborhood, regardless of where you live.
In some cases, people are home, answer the door, and they'll come up and ask a question like, where is such and such street, or some question that's innocuous. A homeowner might just say, well, I'll, you know, answer them or don't know, and then just close the door thinking all is good. But in fact, there are suspects just trying to see if anybody's home. So if they are, they just move on to someplace that they won't find somebody.
On our website at WTAW.com is a photo of one of the burglars caught on surveillance video at the Indian Lakes subdivision. Bryan police and fire responded to a pair of crashes yesterday afternoon that blocked southbound freeway traffic for about 1 hour south of the Briarcrest exit. The first wreck involved the driver of a car who was distracted by a passenger. The car left the roadway and struck a road sign. Both occupants complained of pain but did not receive any medical treatment. The driver received a ticket for failing to maintain a single lane. Further south, there was a train reaction when one's truck rear-ended a second pickup, which was pushed into an SUV. The driver of the first truck was ticketed for failing to control speed. The second truck caught fire, and bystanders helped get that driver out. He was taken to the hospital for treatment of non-life-threatening injuries. Tonight's Bryan Planning and Zoning Commission meeting includes a pair of commercial proposals, one that's new and one that's on the fast track.
In East Bryan along Highway 30 between Elmo Whedon and Hardy Whedon Road, there's about 10 acres of land where the owner wants to build a nightclub. Mayor Jason Bianski, who has not seen details of the project, said on WTAW's The Infomaniacs he's not surprised considering the amount of new growth and development he's seen.
We're seeing a lot of the Northgate business owners that are looking in downtown Bryan right now for professional bars and adult bars and restaurants and establishments. It's not only around campus or next to campus, so they're looking at other entities. Be interesting to see how that pans out with the new businesses.
Tonight's P&Z agenda also includes a conditional use permit request for the owners of Arsenal Tattoo to open their new studio at 26 and Sims. This comes a week after the city council changed regulations. Arsenal's application to be the only tattoo studio in the downtown area has 4 conditions, including business hours Tuesdays through Saturdays from noon until 9, and no sale smoking supplies and paraphernalia. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
A cyclospora outbreak across several states has made it to Texas, but the Brazos County Health Department reports that there haven't been any cases in Brazos County. Director of Community Health Service Division Julie Anderson says to wash your produce even if it comes pre-washed. Symptoms of cyclospora include watery diarrhea, loss of appetite, bloating, stomach cramps, and dehydration.
Alcohol or caffeine products tend to dehydrate us more. Just drink water. And for small children, kind of avoid fruit juices or soda that can even make their diarrhea worse.
Anderson says to go to the doctor if you experience more than 1 day of diarrhea and try to remember what you've eaten and where your illness began. Meanwhile, we're actually going into the peak period of the year for West Nile virus, but environmental health specialist Mark Johnson says it hasn't been a problem because the rains flushed out the mosquito populations.
We also have a lot of people that are immune to the virus now, and a lot of the birds that are immune to the virus that we didn't have last year because they became infected last year.
For the mosquitoes we do have, Johnson says good ways to protect yourself include wearing insect repellent and draining any standing water. For the second time this year, the Texas Transportation Commission is sending money to Bryan's airport. Economic Development Director Kevin Russell says there will be a $100,000 study of operations at Coulter Field.
We want the business plan to help us identify other sources of revenue and also to be able to identify inefficiencies and things like that at the airport. That way we can we can turn the corner to make it a profitable division of the city.
In addition to a business plan is the replacement of runway lights.
We have selected an engineer. They're doing the design right now. It'll bid out in October and start shortly after that.
Completion of the $633,000 project is expected next year. And U.S. Senator Ted Cruz's crusade to eliminate Obamacare is getting negative reaction from House Republicans. Speaking to the Heritage Foundation, Cruz also said nearly 40 House Republican votes on repealing the Affordable Health Care Act were empty and symbolic. Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan disagrees.
In this case, we passed all of them. The bill that he's proposing to put in front of the Senate will not pass his own body. So I don't know that it was helpful to be bashing on us.
Flores also takes issue with Cruz's call to shut down the government October 1st unless the president agrees to defund Obamacare.
If we push this to the logical extreme and shut down the government, that puts Pelosi back in the speaker's chair, and then there's no Republican majority anywhere in the country.
Flores says the political fallout of Cruz's remarks is making it easier for the president to pass his agenda because Republicans, in the congressman's words, are shooting each other. WTAW News Time is 6:14 at 77 degrees. We'll have more news for you at 6:30, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
You probably didn't notice, but I'm a con artist. I'm someone who you know and trust. I'm going to be your friend. And when you really like me, I'm going to take you for everything you've got.
Don't be a victim of financial fraud. Before you invest your hard-earned money, call 888-663-0009 or visit TexasInvestorEd.org. One quick call could protect your money and your future. Sponsored by the Texas State Securities Board.
Coffee in the morning for some people is a very serious thing. Without it, they're groggy and grumpy for the early part of their day. If you're one of these people, you can appreciate the value of a good cup of coffee. If you're the boss of these people, you can appreciate Twin City Coffee Service. For over 25 years, you've counted on Twin City Coffee to provide the best coffee and filtrated water service in the Brazos Valley. Call Mike or Troy to see how they can help you enhance your break station with their refreshing coffee, tea, and filtrated water. Call 779-3928. Twin City Coffee Service.
Good morning. It's 6:14. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town. They're offered information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com.
Through today, we continue mostly to occasionally partly sunny, and temperatures for this afternoon up between 95 to near 100. For tonight, it's clear to partly cloudy at times and a low temperature of 74 to 78. We've got more sunshine coming up on Friday with, again, temperatures near 100 degrees and then dropping to 74 to 78 on Friday night. The start of the weekend will stay hot and mostly sunny, high temperature 95 to 100. I'm Gary Best, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with WTAW Sports. Brazos Valley Bombers are back on a roll and one game shy of setting a record. Another lady for the Aggie swim team is competing in the FINA World Championships. We've also got Rangers and Astros made a lot of trades. We'll get you caught up with all that more in sports. We'll do it for you about 6:50.
So the story we had today, be careful about the veggies that you eat because they may not, be as clean as you think, even though it might say pre-washed on the packaging. Kat, do you have those... do you have those symptoms again if you're sick?
Yeah.
I always like hearing those at about 6:15 in the morning.
Oh, you really want to hear them?
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Okay, well,
yeah.
The main thing it causes is very watery, explosive diarrhea.
Okay, great.
It also intermittents diarrhea with constipation.
Okay.
It can cause bloating, stomach cramping, nauseated feeling, just not a good thing.
Yeah, okay.
There you go.
All right, thanks.
Enjoy your coffee.
Yes, kind of what I'm thinking. Yeah, there goes that omelet. Yeah, that sounded good at the time, didn't it? Yeah, okay. Anyway, is it Friday yet?
No, it's not.
I should wish it was.
No, it is not.
Look, once again, it's inside work, okay? Today, by the way, we have a diet that anyone can try. I mean, some people don't think they can do that. This one works. Excuse me. This one you can try. I don't know if it works. No, not going to say that. In the meantime, kind of going along with what you had, let's go ahead and just get it out of the way real early. Unlike many people, Kyle Kandalian, who is a university student from Dearborn, Michigan, is not only not afraid of cockroaches, but he lives with tens of thousands of the little insects.
Oh, that's disgusting.
Estimates that he currently keeps about 200,000 in his home. The 20-year-old collects and breeds cockroaches.
Oh, well, if they're in cages or something.
Oh, yeah, yeah. For fun and profit, and apparently this unusual hobby is helping pay for his education at the University of Michigan, Dearborn. The cockroaches priced from a dime a dozen, which would be your common breeds, to $200 for the rhinoceros cockroach that can live up to 15 years. Says he has a wide range of customers, including people with pets that eat cockroaches and universities who buy the insects for research purposes. So, you know, that's pretty cool. You know, you can go and, the hissing cockroach, I forget where, Madagascar,
mm-hmm.
I think.
I've petted those before.
Yeah, you can go to see them at the Smithsonian and other places too, but I liked them in the Smithsonian. The reason I liked them is because they had a pin through them, you know, and they were stuck in the cushion. Oh. Yeah.
That's the best way to see a cockroach.
I think it is, yes. Because other times, you know, they're on their back and their little legs are all curled up. Yeah.
I just want to know how that works at a bar.
Info.
Mation.
What's that mean?
Meaning, so what do you do?
Oh.
I have bugs.
Yeah, right. Do
oh
you
my
now?
Gosh.
Yeah.
Oh, really? I work at Pizza Hut. No.
Like roaches. People are going to show up at his house with a drug squad.
Yeah. Either that or a whole bunch of roach bombs.
Yeah.
That's my profit you're killing.
You just can't beat the American-built Toyota Tundra. The truck that's over-engineered where it matters most. Its dependability is the stuff of legend. And with great deals going on right now, there's never been a better time to own one. Yep, the Tundra's got all the qualities you want in a truck. It can take whatever you can throw at it, at the job site, and on the weekends. Tundra is more of a workhorse than a pickup, really. Always there for you when you need it. And while Tundras are built to last, this offer won't. So get to your local Toyota dealer today and drive off in your new 2013 Tundra. Complete with complimentary Toyota Care. A great deal. A great reason to come in today. Lease a 2013 Tundra Double Cab for just $249 a month for 36 months with $1,999 due at signing. Or get $2,500 customer cash. Toyota, let's go places. Visit gstoffers.com for details. Offers available in select states ends 8/5/2013.
Coming up on 620, News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's August the 1st, day 213. Got 152 of them to go. It's U.S. Air Force Day. All right, here we go. It's World Wide Web Day, and maybe because of the web, it's also Spider-Man Day.
Wouldn't that also make it National Al Gore Day?
It could be that, too, yeah. It's Respect for Parents Day. Rest of the time, you don't have to, but
no.
Today, you know, you should.
Well, I mean, it's only fair since there was, like, one Hug Your Children Day.
Yeah, I guess that's probably right. Be afraid, be very afraid. It's International Clown Week. But we also, you know, because it's the first of the month, we have Happiness Happens Month. That's what August is. It's also American Adventures Month. So let's see, Happiness Happens, American, so it's Alliteration Month also, I guess. It's Get Ready for Kindergarten Month. It's Golf Month. It's Immunization Awareness Month. And the August full moon is called the Sturgeon Moon, but that doesn't happen until the 20th of this month. All right, we got birthdays.
Oh, it's also Yorkshire Day today.
Is it now?
Mm-hmm.
Because?
They're just celebrating Yorkshire.
Oh, okay.
Yorkshire.
Good pudding.
It's in north of England.
They do some pudding, too.
Yeah,
right?
That's where I lived.
Oh, okay.
It's Yorkshire Day.
There you go.
Happy Yorkshire Day.
Okay, there you are.
Birthdays now?
Yeah.
Okay. Jason Momoa is 34. He's
who?
In Game of Thrones.
You mean the soap opera with swords?
Yes.
Yeah, okay, all right.
Tempest Bledsoe is 40. She was Vanessa Huxtable on The Cosby Show. Mm-hmm. Sam Mendes is 48. American Beauty, Road to Perdition, Jarhead. He was the director of all of those. And Adam Duritz is 49. He's lead singer of the Counting Crows. Your favorite, Scott, Coolio.
Oh, sure.
He is 50.
Oh, my gosh. Really? Wow, I'm shocked.
Chuck D is 53. That's another one you don't know,
you're
is
right.
It?
You're right. I don't know. I don't know him.
Joe Elliott, the lead singer of Def Leppard, who's got both arms, is 54.
I don't know what that means.
Well, because one of them is missing an arm.
Oh, I
they're,
see.
They're
the drummer.
They're drummer.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Did he put the other drumstick in his mouth? How's that?
No, actually, they set up an electronic kit. It's fascinating to watch him play.
Okay.
Michael Penn, 55. And Robert Cray, blues man, 60 years old.
Wow. Richard Roper, the movie guy, he's 53. Tom Likas, he's a radio person, 53. And Jeffrey Holder, if you know who he is.
He was crisp and clean.
Yes.
No caffeine.
Exactly.
I met him.
Did you?
Yeah, neat guy.
He was the 7-Up dude, but he also narrated Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. So there you are.
Really? And was in one of the 007 movies.
Yeah, that's right. He'd be 83 today. It's 622 right now.
Turn up your radio. Here's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
Hey, how would you feel about spending $24 million to broadcast TV programming that absolutely nobody ever watched? Well, guess what? That's what's happening with your tax money. The Daily Caller reports in an effort to bring objective news to communist-controlled Cuba over the past 6 years, you, the taxpayer, have forked over $24 million to keep aloft a plane beaming anti-Castro TV programming to the Caribbean island. The only problem is nobody's watching. The Cuban government has blocked transmission since the program began in 2007, making the broadcast impossible to see or hear in all but the most rural parts of the country. You know, we really do dumb things. This is one of them.
Check out the Sean Hannity Radio Show later today, right here.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hey, honey, did you see our utility bill this month?
Ugh, I sure did. It's ridiculous. I wish there was a way to cut it down.
Actually, there is. My friend at work just installed a ductless mini-split system from Fujitsu. He was tired of cooling and heating the ducts in his walls and attic. Fujitsu systems are ductless, so they cool in summer and heat in winter.
Really? With the kids away at school, will we still have to heat and cool their rooms?
Fujitsu systems allow us to set each room to a different temperature, so we're not paying to comfort rooms we're not using. Fujitsu's new Halcyon Hybrid Flex inverters can comfort up to 8 zones for personalized constant comfort.
Wow, that sounds efficient. I'm so tired of wasting money heating and cooling the entire house.
Fujitsu mini splits are quiet and so energy efficient, they could cut our monthly utility bill by 30%. Plus, many utility companies offer rebates of $300 or more. It's the perfect solution.
Sounds great.
Fujitsu General means comfort and savings all year round. Find out how much money you can save by going to ConstantComfort.com and clicking on the energy calculator. That's ConstantComfort.com.
Student loan rates will come back down. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. The House approved a Senate-passed measure to roll back the interest rates on federal student loans. The bill was sent to the White House for President Obama to sign. Rates on student loans doubled a month ago when a rate cap expired. The new bill will tie the loan rates to government borrowing costs, specifically the yield on the 10-year Treasury note. It has not been followed closely, but a judge in New York has been hearing arguments for more than 3 months over whether some Martha Stewart brand products can be sold in JCPenney stores, even though Macy's has an exclusive deal with Stewart's company. Lawyers for the department store chains will give their closing arguments today. The judge could rule right away or issue the decision in a few days. Stock market futures are higher this morning. DreamWorks Animation is coming off a strong second quarter. The studio's profit nearly doubled, due in part to the worldwide success of the animated film The Croods. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
Why does business manager Mike Davis stay at La Quinta Inns and Suites? Because only with La Quinta's instant hold can Mike reserve a room at the last minute with just one finger and his phone number. And the next day during his business review, you know what he does?
Ladies and gentlemen, the stylings of Mike Davis.
Sales forecast for this quarter look good. Up 20% like you knew that they would.
He gets everyone jazzed up. La Quinta takes care of you so you can take care of business. Instant hold at LQ.com today.
Ah, the sweet sound of money in your pocket. For a limited time, new ExxonMobil smart card holders can save 18 cents a gallon at Exxon and Mobil stations. Subject to credit approval, new account holders can save 18 cents a gallon for their first two billing cycles and 6 cents a gallon each cycle after that. Just use your ExxonMobil smart card to purchase at least 45 gallons in a billing cycle, and you'll receive the rebate on your billing statement for gallons 1 through 100. Get details at ExxonMobilCard.com and learn why more smart drivers choose Exxon and Mobil.
Good morning, our Brazos Valley weather forecast at 626. It is brought to you by Thomas Moore Feed, providing Brazos County with a full line of feed, fertilizer, and gardening products located 3 miles south of Texas World Speedway. We're at morefeed.com. More of the same. That'd be like a high temperature around 100 degrees or so. Low temperature tonight, 77. And we're continuing that all the way through, it looks like Tuesday. Anyhow, right now the winds are out of the southwest at 585% relative humidity, and we've got 77 out there.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-417-5801. 1-800-417-5801. That's 1-800-417-5801. 1-800-417-5801.
If you can consistently follow this one simple rule, you'll never make a fool of yourself ever again. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know. Coming up, brought to you by MSC Opus, presenting Cirque Dreams Rocks, Memphis, Michael Martin Murphy, and more, as part of the new Sparks Will Fly season. For more information, visit mscopus.org.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-417-5801. 1-800-417-5801. That's 1-800-417-5801. 1-800-417-5801.
If you remember no other etiquette rule, particularly workplace etiquette, remember this.
When in doubt, don't. And that goes to, oh dear, should I wear this today? Well, if you're in doubt, don't. It goes to behaviors. Oh dear, should I say this? Should I do this?
Valerie Sokolowski, author of the book Do It Right, The New Business Etiquette, says the language you choose to use helps define who you are to other people.
As young people enter the workplace, Mike, they bring with them their young language. So you hear things like, you guys. Well, I'm not a guy. Or I'm working in a company where one of the high potentials is young, and he still says things like, sweet, cool, dude. Well, that's college. That's high school.
When you leave a voicemail message for someone, Valerie says you should always leave a short reason as to why you're calling. Don't just say, hey, it's Fred, call me.
Now, after a couple of times of playing telephone tag, even after once, I usually just say, could I set up a telephone appointment with you? Would you call and leave me your convenience in the next 2 days? And that helps.
And unlike the old days, Valerie notes,
I don't get very many thank you notes, do you? It would help a person stand out from the crowd if they just took the time to handwrite a quick thank you.
At somethingyoushouldknow.net, I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
There's something for everyone on Opus Season 41. Expect sparks to fly when you order your tickets to the hottest Broadway shows coming to the Brazos Valley this season. Don't miss the 10 Tenors on Broadway, Bring It On the Musical, West Side Story, and the 2010 Tony Award winner for Best Musical, Memphis. Order tickets to all four Broadway events with the four-pack for as little as $136. Call 845-1234 or visit mscopus.org.
WTAW News Time is 6:32. It's 77 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Mar Eye Center, providing the finest quality eye care for the entire family, where our vision is to maintain, protect, and improve your vision. Go to mareyecenter.com for more information. Good morning. I'm Kat McMullen. Two wrecks yesterday afternoon, unrelated to each other on the southbound freeway between Briarcrest and University, shut down traffic for about 1 hour. Bryan police report one driver was ticketed for failing to control speed. He was in a pickup that rear-ended a second truck, which was pushed into an SUV. The second truck caught on fire, and the driver was pulled out by passengers and taken to the hospital for treatment of non-life-threatening injuries. The other crash involved the driver of a car who was distracted by a passenger. The car left the freeway and struck a road sign. The driver was ticketed for failing to maintain a single lane. He and the passenger complained of pain, but neither received medical treatment. Six home burglaries in rural southwest Brazos County has the Sheriff's Office and Crime Stoppers asking for your help. Sheriff Chris Kirk says the same suspects are believed to be involved, including one caught on surveillance video in the Indian Lakes subdivision.
So we're also looking for people not only in the rural parts of the county, but throughout the cities as well, to just be a little more careful and watching their neighborhoods. What we're experiencing is these folks are probably knocking on doors, ringing doorbells, and if nobody answers, then they go around behind the house, kick in a door, go in quickly and grab whatever they can steal.
A photo of the burglar is on our website at WTAW.com. Three men are accused of an armed robbery at a North Bryan convenience store. The clerk at the Handy Stop on Texas north of Highway 21 said one of the men showed a gun. The clerk was not hurt and there were no customers in the store. Online at WTAW.com are the descriptions of those who got away with an undisclosed amount of money. It was the fourth holdup of a C-store in the Twin Cities in the last 3 weeks. The next step for the owners wanting to move their tattoo business to downtown Bryan takes place tonight.
Last week, the city council changed regulations, and what would be the only tattoo studio in downtown Bryan is back before the Planning and Zoning Commission. City staff has four conditions to their recommendation for Arsenal Tattoo's conditional use permit. They include no body piercings or other form of body modification, and following city rules on off-street parking, privacy fencing, and freestanding signage. Mayor Jason Bayensky on WTAW's The Infomaniac says owners of Northgate businesses are also looking at downtown Bryan. It's among the reasons for recent improvements along Old College.
Student population and everything affiliated with A&M is funneling north also. So we've got to keep up with that infrastructure and make sure it looks good and that the citizens are proud of it. So if you haven't driven in those areas, I welcome you to go out and take a look at your tax dollars in use.
Back to tonight's P&Z agenda. There's a zoning change request to turn about 10 acres along Highway 30 between Elmo Whedon and Hardy Whedon Road in East Bryan into a nightclub. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
The city of Bryan now has two agreements with the Texas Department of Transportation involving Coulter Airfield. The first was replacing runway lights. Economic Development Director Kevin Russell says an engineer has been hired as part of the more than $600,000 project.
We had a lightning strike that just completely wiped them out, and we've figured out how to get the runway lights on. But we need to replace them. Our runway lights are so old, we can't find parts for them. Can't go to the store and buy them.
And the city learned Wednesday the Transportation Commission approved a $100,000 study, which Russell says is the first time there will be a business plan for the airport.
Whoever is selected as a consultant, look at what will work for Coulter and make it a better airport and more profitable and building positive economic development for the city.
The city will pay 10% of the study's cost. After record-breaking numbers of West Nile virus cases last year, there haven't been any advisories in Brazos County this year. Health Department Specialist Mark Johnson says last year's high numbers were caused by a perfect storm combination of factors.
Last year, with the weather, the mosquitoes, the birds, everything just happened exactly right for us to have a large outbreak. This year, we've had rains that flushed out the mosquitoes.
In addition, Johnson says many people and birds have grown resistant after catching the virus last year. More importantly, there haven't been any reported cases of cyclospora in Brazos County despite an outbreak in Texas and other states. Director of Community Health Services Division Julie Anderson says they aren't sure yet of the source in this outbreak, but there are some precautions you can take.
Washing your hands and using hand sanitizer, rinsing your lettuce and drying it before you use it, even if it is the bagged lettuce. And anytime you have a ready-to-eat food product, make sure it's rinsed and washed before you directly eat it.
She says most infections resolve on their own, but you should go to the doctor anytime you have diarrhea for several days. Some patients might need antibiotics, and avoiding caffeine, fruit juices, and soda will help you to keep from becoming dehydrated. And there's at least one Republican member of the U.S. House who takes issue with comments made this week by U.S. Senator Ted Cruz about eliminating Obamacare. Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan questions whether Cruz has thought through the political implications of what he told the Heritage Foundation.
President Obama said in the White House is saying, I'm loving this, watching Republicans shoot each other. You know, because it just makes it easier for me to take out the rest of them.
Responding to Cruz calling more than 30 House votes against Obamacare symbolic and empty.
Seven of those are law today. Seven of them. They were passed by the Senate, they were signed by the president, and it reduced the size and scope and cost of Obamacare.
Flores says shutting down the federal government until Obamacare is repealed will result in returning control of the House to the Democrats and Nancy Pelosi. WTAW News Time is 6:38. It's 76 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Mar Eye Center. We'll have more news for you at 7:06, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Almost everyone who lives a long life will develop cataracts at some point. Mar Eye Center specializes in cataract surgery with excellent outcomes and good patient care. If you are experiencing blurred vision driving at night, glare and halos around lights, you may have a cataract. Don't hesitate to call the friendly staff at Mar Eye Center at 776-7564. At Mar Eye Center, we appreciate and thank you for your business. Mar Eye Center, 776-7564.
Are you suffering with slow dial-up internet, or do you live outside the reach of DSL and cable internet? Great news! Starfire Satellite has your affordable high-speed solution. It's high-speed internet by satellite, and it's available where you live today. It doesn't use your phone line, so there are no missed calls or busy signals. Now you can download large files in minutes, not hours, and surf faster than you ever imagined. Prices start at $49.99, and your professional standard installation is free. It's a limited-time offer, so call Starfire at 776-2215. That's 776-2215. 2215 today.
Ed here from Starfire Satellite, your Dish Network authorized retailer, with an important message. For the most watched channels in America, you'll pay less with Dish Network, with prices starting at $19.99 a month for the first year. Plus, get HBO, Cinemax, and Stars free for 3 months. So for the best possible deal, call the satellite professionals at Starfire. The number is 776-2215. That's 776-2215. Watch more TV, pay less. Call Starfire today at 776-2215. For all the details.
Here's David Schulte explaining why Schulte Roofing is better.
I've been doing roofing personally for over 20 years, and our staff, our roofing estimators, have over 75 years of combined experience. If you take that along with our job superintendent and our installers, it's well over 100 years of roofing experience. We're definitely better than the other guys.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the
Good morning. It's 6:39. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Johnson Performance and Wellness Center. Find yourself at Johnson Performance and Wellness Center. Log on to drdrewjohnson.com or give them a call at 268-1162.
Through today, we continue mostly to occasionally partly sunny, and temperatures for this afternoon up between 95 to near 100. For tonight, it's clear to partly cloudy at times and a low temperature of 74 to 78. For Friday, the mostly sunny and hot weather pattern will continue, with all the showers and storms well off to the west and north, temperatures near 100, upper 70s at night, and mostly sunny Saturday, 95 to 100 degrees. I'm Gary Best, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And then I'm trying. Okay. This is the second time in a row this has happened.
I had my best stuff in the beginning, and I was trying to feel it out.
And really?
And things worked out very well for the Bombers last night, as well as the Astros. Yes, they won, as well as the Rangers. They won, too. All that and more coming up with sports. We'll do it for you in about 10.
There you go. About an hour from now, Dave South joins us, the voice of the Aggies, to give us his sports memories of G. Raleigh White.
I am really looking forward to that.
Yep, since they're going to knock that thing down. And then tomorrow we'll talk about the different music groups that entertainment people who have been at G. Raleigh White. And it's a pretty cool list. And then, you know, if anybody has any thoughts or memories of that, because, you know, people don't go there anymore.
Have they settled yet, the specific demolition day?
I have no idea.
No, they have not.
Okay. But they
will.
As
of Friday, I spoke with Jason Cook, and there's no hard day on it.
Okay. But they will. It will happen. So, there. Well, let's see. Also, let me see, at 8:15 today, we'll talk to John Rainey about stuff that's going on in Austin. Is there over there? We'll ask him how that hotel is. And and we'll see how all that goes as we continue to watch the fun over there. you know, we had the story Congress has sent its student loan fix to the president for his signature. And there's some good news and there's some bad news. The good news is, of course, that freshmen this fall will pay an interest rate of 3.9%, which is down from the 6.8% that had gone into effect in July. So they did that fix. They rolled it back. That's the good news. The bad news is that the rate will be tied to the financial markets, meaning
which most loans are.
Yeah. And so that means that the economy improves, and obviously college students would want that to happen, right? Because then that gives you a better chance to get a job. But the rate will rise accordingly. And although they will be capped, 8.25% for graduates, undergrads, and 9.5% for graduate students, and 10.5% for parents. Now, understand that right now, or before this fix came in, the highest rate was 6.8%. Well, now it's going to go to 8.25%. Do you think you won? I mean, do you think that's a good deal for you? So, and again,
no.
If your math tells you that, I mean, 9.5% again for graduate students and 10.5% for the parents. Now, the purpose of this money, of course, is one of the funding arms of Obamacare. And so that's why they need to have something going on there. And it won't return to the banking industry the way that it used to be, where the banks would get the loans for you and the government would guarantee it. We're not going to do that anymore. They stopped that a few years ago. But there you are. As you get ready to send your little, you know, dandelion off to college, understand it's going to cost you some more money. Let's see what else. This has got to make you feel really, really good. The Department of Homeland Security has lost track of more than 1 million people.
Yep.
They know that they came to the U.S. They just can't quite prove that they left the country. This is like a giant case of where did I put my keys? You know what I'm saying?
But a little more serious,
I think so, yeah. The assertion comes as a new audit is released this week that also says the department probably won't meet its goals of deploying an entry-exit system. Wait a minute. You mean there was a government program that is not going to be completed on schedule? I am shocked. And by the way, the goal was set in 1996. It's not like they're a little late, okay? And it was reaffirmed in 2004. And they still haven't gotten it. So you know what that means? That means we're talking Republican and Democrat administration. So none of them get anything done. Great. So we'll see. Now.
At school, when you don't turn your stuff in on time, you get an F.
Yeah, you do.
And you have to repeat the grade.
Well, the last thing we need is for them to repeat, because they're not going to get it right no matter how many times they do that. Kind of an interesting deal on this whole NSA thing now that we're finding out. They apparently have gotten their hands on training slides that detail how analysts could actually get data simply by filling out a form. And this form is never reviewed by any court. In fact, it's so easy on the website that there's a drop-down menu for you to select the justification of getting the data.
Because I want it, because I need it, because I thought it'd be cool to have.
This also can be done by identifying somebody with almost any kind of information on them. You need maybe their email address, if you have their IP address, if you have their phone number, or even the browser type they use. The range of options is necessary, according to the training documents, because of the large amount of time spent on the web performing actions that are anonymous. That's what it says in there. Because you're going to be doing so much secret stuff, you need to have a lot of options as to how you can get this information. There are some sites that are giving 20 terabytes of information to the government every day. So basically, what this does is proves that the things that Snowden said, for instance, was that he could sit at his desk and wiretap anybody from you or your accountant to a federal judge or even the president as long as I have your personal email. So again, well, people want to have security on some level, but once you get a chance to see this little tutorial, if you will, as to how you too can track somebody using their system, I think it's a little scary. So we'll see how all that works out. Patrick Leahy accused the administration of exaggerating the success of the program yesterday, noting that information provided to Congress did not back up the assertion that the administration said that they had foiled 54 terrorist plots. Leahy, in fact, was talking to John Inglis, who's the deputy director of NSA, and he admitted that they had, quote, made a contribution, end quote, to the foiling of 12 domestic plots, and one was critical. So 12 ain't 54.
Nope.
And it made a contribution toward that happening. Hmm. So
is that like Eric Holder's not contributing to a bunch of stuff?
Yeah.
It's Texas, it's August, and it's hot. But Rattlers has got some great specials to cool you down. Nestle Pure Life Bottled Water, 20 packs, just $3.99. 50 cents off all Chex Mix through the end of August, and fully loaded nachos are only 99 cents. Wash down that great food with an ice-cold 18-pack of Bud, Miller & Coors family of beers for only $14.99. Keep cool this August at any of your Rattlers stores. Rattlers, friendly, clean, Texan.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
If you're looking for grace, elegance, and speed, you might turn to a fine sports car. Or, on the other hand, maybe a lovely summer flowering vine would fit your fancy and for a small fraction of the cost. Vines are more useful than most Texas gardeners realize, performing much the same work as shade trees and shrubs, but taking up a minimum of precious garden space. Vines can shade, screen, and color our surroundings. They give us privacy and they give us variety. Vines deserve more attention. I have some of the best for Texas. I'll be back with details after this message. It's Gardens Magazine and Crepe Myrtles, the completely revised and updated poster that we've prepared of all the known varieties of crepe myrtles. We have a comparison on the 15 by 30 inch full color heavy cardstock poster. Now, the poster is normally $10, but it is free with your subscription, new or renewal, to Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine. There's a $2 shipping and handling charge on the poster, but otherwise it's free to you. Everything you need to know to choose, use, and maintain Texas' favorite flowering tree and shrub. The magazine for $23.95. The poster is free. Shipping and handling $2. Total price only $25.95. Satisfaction guaranteed. Our magazine has been judged to be the best regional gardening magazine in America. Every word of it written just for Texas. You need to call to take advantage of this limited time offer. 1-800-752-GROW. Call 1-800-752-GROW. 1-800-752-4769. So if we're going to talk about vines of the summertime, I'm going to start with one that I grew up with that I love very, very much, coral vine, also called Queen's Wreath or Rosa de Montaña. It's adapted to the southern half of the state. It's winter tender in North Texas. It grows rapidly, 30 to 40 feet tall and wide. It dies to the ground after a hard freeze. It comes back the following spring. Madame Galen trumpet creeper is woody and strong growing to 20 feet tall and wide. Madame Galen is an improved form of our invasive native trumpet creeper. Madame Galen's flowers are larger. They're deep orange and born in profusion. The plants are deciduous, so you can use them to cover arbors and patio covers where you want shade in the summer and sunlight through the fall into early spring. Most of this vine, however, is used to conceal ugly expanses of wooden and chain-link fencing. Trumpet creepers climb by twining. Sweet autumn clematis is readying to bloom for another great season. Every August or September, this naturalized East Texas vine covers itself with small 1-inch creamy white flowers. They do have fragrance. They're crisp, great additions to a late summer landscape in Texas. Passion vine comes in several different colors and forms. Some are tropical. Some of them are winter hardy, at least in the southern half of the state, and the flowers are unbelievable. Oh, and there are some wonderful annual vines as well. Maybe too late to plant them for this year, but keep them in mind another year. Morning glories. They come into their prime from midsummer on, and they're beautiful. Of course, they bloom in the mornings, closing in the afternoons. Colors include pinks and white and blue. Moonvine is a relative of morning glories. Its flowers too last but one day, but they open in the evenings and close by mid-morning. Cypress vine or cardinal climber is a relative of morning glories as well. It's quite a family. Sweet potatoes are in that family. Foliage of cypress vine look like ferns. The small flowers are commonly bright red. And sweet potatoes, I mentioned, they're annuals, and I guess you could use them as vines. Oh, and one that isn't a sweet potato relative, you have hyacinth bean, a legume, a true bean with maroon leaves in the fall, and maroon flowers and fruit. It's an Aggie's dream. I'm Neil Sperry. Breakthroughs in balding, balding of your lawn grass in our next program. Until then, happy gardening.
Howdy, good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports. It's 6:52. Brazos Valley Bombers are one win away from having the best record ever for the Texas Collegiate League. After getting trounced 16-7, the Bombers were able to bounce back with an 8-1 victory over the Pump Jacks. And Logan Birch averaged less than 10 pitches per inning for a pretty fair stretch of the game. Got the complete game win, allowing just one run.
I didn't have my best stuff in the beginning, and I was trying to feel it out. And I didn't throw an off-speed pitch until the fourth inning, and then once I started incorporating that, I kind of kept them more on their heels and, I don't know, just kind of battled out there and two strikes and put my team in position to win.
The Bombers will face the Cane Cutters tonight. First pitch at 7:05, and it's here in Bryan. Former Bomber standout Tyon Cunningham called up to the show. The Alabama native out of Jackson State was drafted with the second pick in the second round by the Atlanta Braves. That makes Cunningham the first ever Bomber to move on to the majors. Texas A&M senior Camille Johnson is seeking to make history by becoming the Aggies' first-ever medalist at the FINA World Championships after qualifying second in the women's 200-meter butterfly. All three medalists from the London Games are in today's final. In Major League Baseball, Brett Oberholzer earned his first Major League win, and Jason Castro helped by hitting the dinger that was a grand slam.
Drilled into center field. Adam Jones going back, looking up. That ball is gone!
Astros beat Baltimore 11-0 yesterday. Matt Dominguez homered and had a career-high 4 hits for the Stros. Houston built a 9-0 lead in the fourth inning and coasted to their most lopsided victory of the season. Adrian Beltre led off the bottom of the ninth for Texas with a home run to beat Los Angeles 2-1. Here's Beltre on the Rangers' bats heating up.
Our pitching style has been the key of the team that's keeping us where we are right now. And if we start doing what we're doing last three games and put the offense more together, it's no doubt that our club is going to be in a really good position.
The win completed a three-game series sweep in which the Rangers won each on game-ending home runs. A person familiar with discussions tells the Associated Press that Major League Baseball is preparing to kick Yankees third baseman Alex Rodriguez out of the game for life, unless he accepts a lengthy suspension for his role in the sport's latest drug scandal. Now, whether Commissioner Bud Selig would actually issue the lifetime suspension is still unclear, but a permanent ban could be shortened by arbitration to about 200 games. A-Rod is the most prominent of 14 players linked to Biogenesis of America, the closed Florida anti-aging clinic that allegedly distributed performance-enhancing drugs. Just three trades were complete yesterday before Major League's trade deadline, two involving serious playoff contenders. The Baltimore Orioles picked up starting pitcher Bud Norris from Houston for outfielder L.J. Hose and a left-handed prospect, Josh Hand. Here's L.J. on the trade.
I play hard.
I'm a hustler. Hit for good average. I don't hit too many home runs, but you know, it's Triple A park I played in was pretty big, and it's different. But I'm gonna give you everything I got, and hopefully, you know, help the team win whenever I can.
Arizona Diamondbacks ship struggling right-hander Ian Kennedy to the Padres for left-handed reliever Joe Thatcher, a minor leaguer, and a draft pick. The other deal had outfielder Justin Maxwell going from the Astros to Kansas City for a minor league pitching prospect Kyle Smith. And finally, free speech, at least in the world of video games, took a hit Wednesday in the ongoing battle regarding player likenesses. A Circuit Court of Appeals rejected game manufacturer Electronic Arts' claim that its use of player likeness in football games is protected by the First Amendment in a lawsuit brought by former ASU and Nebraska quarterback Sam Keller. The move is seen as significant in the case going forward. At least it implies to a Keller lawsuit brought onto EA Sports and the NCAA. Keller and the more recognized O'Bannon lawsuit were originally separate cases but were consolidated. Keller's was filed in 2009. He maintained that EA Sports uses players' likenesses without permission. And that's been a look at your sports. It's brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryant, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Stuff the Bus is a community-wide drive to collect school supplies for children in our area. This year, the Junior League hopes to provide school supplies to more than 16,000 students in need. We invite you to join us on Thursday, August 8th at the Brazos Center and HEB locations in Bryan and College Station for the Junior League of Bryan College Station Stuff the Bus School Supply Drive. We hope you will consider purchasing school supplies to donate to Stuff the Bus. For more information, please visit jlbcs.org. Or find them on Facebook and Twitter.
How can you get your kids to open up and talk to you? Find out foolproof strategies in the upcoming fall issue of Bryan Broadcasting's Brazos Family Magazine. There are also articles on fun and effective school fundraisers, immunizations, plus a family-friendly fall calendar of events. For information about advertising in this back-to-school issue of Brazos Family Magazine, contact Sam Jones at 695-9595 or email sam@bryanbroadcasting.com.
There's more than just ice cream in a carton of Bluebell. Picnics and birthdays and welcome home signs. Over 100 years of fond childhood memories. Clear country mornings and the summer sunrise. One taste and you can't help but wonder how Bluebell gets so many good things in a carton that size.
Ask any cow what her favorite Bluebell snack bar is, and you'll get the same answer. Moo. Why not? Classic Moo Bars are 12 packs of rich, decadent chocolate dip frozen vanilla treats. Any other questions?
One taste and you can't help but wonder how Bluebell gets so many good things in a carton that size.
Look for Bluebell frozen snacks at all Harlan stores and Franklin Supermarket in Franklin.
The experts nationwide have seen the interior of the 2013 Toyota Camry and are giving it high praises. So spacious you wouldn't believe the view, raves the dashboard hula girl. The Camry's Intune system makes my commute bearable, writes Travel Coffee Mug. I can't imagine a more luxurious seat to be wedged in, says Loose Pocket Change. Fuzzy Dice applaud the Camry's dual climate control. Finally, we can both be comfortable. Suction Cup Cat says, I can't turn my head, but I'm told it has paddle shifters. Tree-shaped air freshener says, I simply don't deserve this place. And ever-nodding dashboard dog says, yes, yes, yes. The 2013 Camry. The critics agree. It's our best interior yet.
Save on the number one selling car in America. Get $1,500 customer cash or lease a 2013 Camry LE for $199 a month for 36 months with just $999 due at signing. Toyota, let's go places. Visit gstoffers.com for details. Offers available in select states. Ends 8/5/13.
Weather brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Call them at 268-ROOF or go to unitedroofingpros.com. All right, about 100. That's not news. All the way through Tuesday, as it stands now, low around 77, which is what it is now. WTAW, College Station, Bryan at 7 o'clock.